W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. We are following breaking news out of Southern California, where investigators have found the body of a shooter who killed 10 people and injured 10 others at a dance hall last night. CBS's Steve Futterman has the very latest.
Sources tell CBS News that the man who shot and killed 10 people here in Monterey Park last night is dead. His body was found inside a white van that police had surrounded for several hours this afternoon. Sources tell CBS News that the gunman apparently shot and killed himself. Last night, he walked into a dance club and opened fire. Those inside the club were celebrating the Lunar New Year. As for a motive, it could be a domestic dispute involving the gunman and one or more of his victims. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Monterey Park, California.
More documents have been uncovered now at President Biden's home in Delaware. Virginia Senator Tim Kaine says he has questions.
There needs to be this independent investigation, an independent prosecutor. How many documents are we talking about? Dozens, a handful, or hundreds? How serious are they? Why were they taken? Did anyone have access to them?
Meantime, Congress is scrambling to avoid default. CBS's Ed O'Keefe talked about it on Face the Nation.
This is also helpful for the White House. It's a helpful foil, in essence, because one of the things they want to keep doing, other than talking about that potential fight, other than talking about this search of his home over the week on Friday, is about the economy. And so you can go out there as president, as a cabinet secretary, as the vice president, and say, look, the economy's on the rebound. We seem to have held off inflation for the most part. Things are in decent shape. It's going to get much worse if Republicans allow this brinksmanship to continue, and even worse so if they go after things like carving into Social Security and Medicare as a way to pay for things.
The last time Congress moved to raise the debt ceiling was in December of 2021. Vice President Kamala Harris spoke to a big crowd in Tallahassee, Florida today on the 50th anniversary of Roe v. Wade.
Can we truly be free if a woman cannot make decisions about her own body? Can we truly be free if a doctor cannot care for her patients?
Fans of Lisa Marie Presley gathered at Graceland in Memphis today to say goodbye. Chelsea Brinkman was among the mourners.
The bond between the fans and Elvis, and by extension his family, it really can't be overstated. It was, it's a long-standing connection, and yeah, there are sometimes just no words for it.
Elvis's only daughter was just 54 years old. She's buried next to her 20-year-old son on the property after suffering a heart attack more than a week ago. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with unbelievable extended end-of-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL. Steel.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Act fast, because for a limited time only, General Steel is extending its end of year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 11 tonight under overcast skies, winds out of the northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of snow showers tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 28, overcast skies. Chance for snow showers again tomorrow night, lows level off around 21, cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Men walking along the river. someplace and there's no going back. Highway patrol choppers coming up over the ridge. Hot soup on a campfire in the bridge. Shelter line stretching around the corner. Welcome to the new world order. Family sleeping in their car in the southwest. No home, no job, no peace, no rest. Highway is alive tonight, but nobody's kidding nobody about where it goes. I'm sitting down here in the campfire line, searching for the ghost of Tom Joe. He pulls a prayer book out of his sleeping bag. Preacher lights up a butt and takes a drag. Waiting for when the last shall be first and the first shall be last. In a cardboard box near the underpass. Got a one-way ticket to the promised land. You got a hole in your belly and a gun in your hand. Sleeping on a pillow of solid rock. Breathing in the city going down. Highway is alive tonight. The way it's hit it, everybody knows. I'm sitting down here in the campfire line, waiting on the ghost of Tom Joe.
on the rocks. I've seen their ways too often for my liking. New worlds again. My life is to survive and be alive for you.
Welcome back to Seth Faces the Music, hour two of our literary journey here. And you just heard the Jefferson Airplane with their song Crown of Creation, based on the science fiction novel by John Wyndham called The Chrysalids. And before that, we opened up with The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, and his ode to John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath with The Ghost of Tom Joad. Heading to our next song here, ladies and gentlemen, we're turning to an old French folktale that's been reworked many, many times over by many, many different authors, about a husband who has a habit of murdering his wives shortly after marrying them. And here's a song by They Might Be Giants, told from the perspective of one of those wives after she's dead. As you'd expect, it's an interesting song, but it's also got a great melody to it. Here's Mrs. Bluebeard.
Say I learned something valuable today. Alas, my murdered remains are incapable of learning anything. Trusted you, I should have never trusted you. In fact, I never did. What's the use? I'm not complaining. Supposed to happen when you're only trying to do right in this wicked world. Probably I should already know this. Probably I should graciously accept what I get. Thank you.
the Decemberists there with When the War Came from their album The Crane Wife, and that was based on the book Hunger by Elise Blackwell. It is break time once again, ladies and gentlemen, but when we return to Seth Faces the Music, we're going to play a song that was based on the works, well, let's not say based, inspired by the works of Thomas Pynchon and his monumental work, Gravity's Rainbow, and it's just as obscure as that novel is. So don't go anywhere. This is WFHR.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Como ausente. y me oyes desde lejos y mi voz no te toca. Parece que los ojos se te hubieran volado. Y parece que un beso te cerrará la boca. Parece que silencio tuyo.
Thank you.
Me Gustas Cuando Callas. That was the group of Brazilian girls. And that translates as, I like you when you're quiet. And if that sounds a little familiar, that is because it's based on a poem by Pablo Neruda. Brazilian Girls is a very interesting group. Their lead singer, Sabina Sayuba, has been known to sing in at least 5 different languages, which is pretty darn cool. And before that, we opened the set with Devo, Whip It. And if I said obscure before, I meant opaque. Turning now to what's considered by many to be the very first great novel in world literature, we're going to go to that great Canadian song maker, Gordon Lightfoot, and his version of Cervantes' classic, here's Don Quixote.
Through the woodland, through the valley, comes a horseman wild and free, tilting at the windmills passing. Who can the brave young horseman be? He is wild, but he is mellow. He is strong, but he is weak. He is cruel, but he is gentle. He is wise, but he is meek. Reaching for his saddlebag, he takes a battered book into his hand. Standing like a prophet bold, he shouts across the ocean to the shore, till he can shout no more. I have come, O moor and mountain, like the hawk upon the wing. I was once a shining knight who was the guardian of a king. I have searched the whole world over, looking for a place to sleep. I have seen the strong survive, and I have seen the lean grow weak. See the children of the earth who wake to find the table bare. See the gentry in the country riding off to take the air. Reaching for his saddlebag, he takes a rusty sword into his hand. Then striking up a knightly pose, he shouts across the ocean to the shore, but he can shout no more. See the jailer with his key who locks away all trace of sin. See the judge upon the bench who tries the case as best he can. See the wise and wicked ones who feed upon life's sacred fire. See the soldier with his gun who must be dead to be admired. See the man who tips the needle, see the man who buys and sells, see the man who puts the collar on the ones who dare not tell. See the drunkard in the tavern, stemming gold to make ends meet. See the youth in ghetto black, condemned to life upon the street. Reaching for his saddlebag, he takes a tarnished cross into his hand. Standing like a preacher now, he shouts across the ocean to the shore. Then in a blaze of tangled hooves, he gallops off across the dusty plain, in vain to search again, for no one will hear. Through the woodland, through the valley, comes a horseman wild and free, tilting at the windmills passing. Who can the brave young horseman be? He is wild, but he is mellow. He is strong, but he is weak. He is cruel, but he is gentle. He is wise, but he is meek.
Drag you.
That was Morrissey and the Smiths with William, It Was Really Nothing. And that was based on the 1959 novel by Keith Waterhouse and later turned into a film, a musical, and a TV show, Billy Liar. We have one more set to go here on Seth Faces the Music today, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, a British band makes a big change in their lead singer, and their first single is based off of the 1955 novel, The Inheritors, by William Golding. So don't touch that dial, everyone. This is WFHR.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Bored of the life in the city of gold, he'd left and let nobody know. Gone were the towers he had known from a child, along with a dream of a life. He traveled the wide open road, the blinked arcade, in search of another to share in his life. But nowhere, everyone looked so strange to him. They got no horns and they got no tail. They don't even know of our existence. Am I wrong to believe in the city of gold that lies in the deep distance? He cried and wept. Read the sign. The creatures they pushed and they prodded his frame and questioned his story again. But soon they grew bored of their prey, the beast that can talk more like a freak or publicity stunt.
He cried and wept.
horns and his crazy description of home. After many days' journey, we came to a peak where the beast gazed abroad and cried out. We followed his gaze and we thought that maybe we saw a spire of gold. No, a trick of the eye, that's all. But the beast was gone and a voice was heard. They got no horns and they got no tail.
We'll be right back.
And that was The Tea Party with The Master and Margarita, based on the novel of the same name by Mikhail Bulgakov, written back between 1928 and 1940 for a somewhat obscure novel. It didn't really get published in the West until well after the writer had passed away in 1967. There have been many, many songs written about this really interesting book. If you ever get a chance, read a translation. It's really, really fascinating. And before that, we opened the set with the first single Genesis released with Phil Collins as their lead singer, A Trick of the Tail. We're going to be turning back to my friend Al Stewart here, but this time we'll be playing a song based on one of the first novels by the acclaimed author Kurt Vonnegut. Here's The Sirens of Titan.
I was drawn by the sirens of Titan, carried along by their call, seeking for a way to enlighten, searching for the sense of it all. Like a kiss on the wind, I was thrown to the stars, captured and ordered in the army of Mars. Marching to the sound of the drum in my head, I followed the call. To be Malachi Constant, I thought I came to the surf, living in the heart of the moment, with the riches I gained at my birth. But here in the yellow and blue of my days, wander the endless Mercurian caves, watching for the signs the harmoniums make. What's on the wall? Statues and birds for my friends, finding a home at the end of my days. Looking around, I won't let you say, I was the victim of a series of accidents. I saw we all,
for him here the sheltering sky. Across the desert he would fly. Tea in the Sahara with you. Tea in the Sahara with you. Tea in the Sahara with you.
With you.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to PVA.org today.
After I came home from Iraq, I could still hear the booms. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
Thanks to DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories, great and small.
My victory is being able to be here